This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the farm.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. For the first week of June, it's Dairy Month, and so we ought to talk about cows. Don't you think we ought to talk about cows? I love talking about cows because cows are my jam, as they say. I feel funny sometimes using them. I'm not necessarily woke, but cows are my jam. As far as I can remember, I've been around cows all my life. And it's something really that makes me tick. And so dairy is going to be on my mind a lot this month. Not that it isn't always raising cows. I raise Jersey replacement heifers on my farm. You can see the comings and goings. I have a few Holsteins, and I got a few crossbreeds that people bring me to raise for them. I do, as many of you do, or some of you do probably, raising heifers. I board them. We get a couple of bucks a day. For heifers of all sizes, take care of them on the farm. I always wondered whether that was, I don't even know that that's the right number, frankly. People ask me if I'll take care of or raise, because we actually, frankly, do a great job. And so I say, okay, yeah, if you want to bring your cows over for the summer, it's $2 a day. I think that's probably, but if you look at the prices, though, the markets, I was at an auction last week, I bought some yearling heifers, and paid $600-700 for them. I'm going to another auction in Vermont this week. I think the price would be a little lower because people are, you know, frankly, how the markets affect what the prices are really amazing on a day-to-day level. The market's less this week because it's after Memorial Day and there's not as much demand for meat, certainly in Memorial Day and the 4th of July too. Hot dogs, hamburgers, even chicken, that sort of stuff. The prices were higher the last 10 days before the Memorial Day weekend than they are this week as we come out of Memorial Day. Pretty amazing. Record high meat prices having a chilling effect, though, on the grilling demand in general. Costs for ground beef and chicken breasts at all-time highs, according to some of the consumer monitors that I look at here. There aren't many alternatives because, you know, a hot dog's a hot dog and a chicken breast is a chicken breast and a hamburger is a hamburger. Memorial Day holiday, considered the unofficial opening of the outdoor grilling season, surging costs and disappointing starts because meat, there is, unless you're going to the local butcher, you'll probably find your supermarket running out of meat, beef, hamburger, that sort of stuff. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has stalled all of the exports, the crops that came to help feed, not only here in our country. And this is what's so crazy. You know, this really is crazy. I usually keep my complimentary commentary, till the end of the program. But I got to tell you, this is the craziest country in the world. Does it make any sense for farmers to grow soybeans, corn, grains, for us to grind away at raising beef and dairy and whatever it is, to have this stuff exported when we don't have enough here and we're buying it from other countries? What sense? Like oil. We got plenty of oil here. Why aren't we drilling for it? Why aren't we taking out of our ground the oil we need to keep the prices down? These questions keep being asked. The same is true with the commodities that come from Chicago. Bought on the open market, there are lots of people from China, a lot of people from European countries, people all over. You never see many South American countries buying our products. They're shipping stuff to us. They've got enough for themselves, and what's left over, they ship to us to make up the need that we have for a good beef, for example. And I'm not even sure Brazilian or Chilean beef is that good. They never inspect it. That's another fallacy. We inspect all the stuff that's grown in our country, but we let stuff come into our country from other countries that we don't inspect. You tell me that makes sense. Ay, ay, ay. Anyway, the cost of propane used for power grills, that's gone up. So everything, the inflationary environment is taking its toll on the food market. So I say to you again, especially this year, this time of year, it's Dairy Month, find your local dairy, see if they're selling their own milk, their own cheese, their own ice cream. If they do, then buy it and make a relationship between the farmer and produce the same way. Anything that's growing now, we got peas that are coming into the marketplace and lettuce and spinach and things. The early season items that are good, strawberries are coming in. So go find your local, this is for farmers and families and it's all about food. So I say to the families listening, go find your local farmer and support him or her no matter what it is that they grow. Another item of interest, the whole business of avian influenza and what that's doing to the chicken market. I'm sure you've seen the price of chicken because of the influenza. It's, you know, there are a lot of flocks that have been destroyed because they found example in not necessarily all the birds, but the influenza gets into them. It's HPAI in the U.S., and we've had bouts with it back and forth for the last 19, 20 years. Millions of birds a few years ago were killed. There are a lot of questions whether it can affect cattle or not. It's extremely unlikely. There's more, however, there have been disease outbreaks in cattle that have been like the avian flu, but not quite. And so you got to look out for that. Dairy farms that sell in farmers' markets, roadside stands that have poultry flocks, there have been some examples, and those of you who are farmers know what I'm talking about. Animal health officials in the National Animal Health Laboratory Network have an infrastructure to identify and manage these diseases should they crop up. As I said before, though, extremely unlikely. And if it did happen, you'd know within 24 to 48 hours of a bird infecting or affecting a cow. But it's just not, I don't think it's something I'd lose a lot of sleep about. But something to be aware of, yes. To lose sleep about it, no, I don't think so. If you do have poultry on your farm, monitor them for any changes in health. Some of the avian flu gets to the chickens and kills them right away. Some of it, they have it and they get sort of a cold, what amounts to a cold in a chicken. But have a plan for your farm to maintain business continuity. If you happen to have an outbreak, develop a response plan, get the plan in order. If you have a good, the problem is that there aren't a lot of good veterinarians around anymore that service big animals or service farms, at least in my neck of the woods. It's a real problem. So I'm sometimes at a quandary. What do? The state guy comes in and says, you got to put all the birds into a cage. Okay, that's fine. So what happens if something happens? I've never had anything like this on my farm, but I do have chickens, and I do have goats, and I do have cows, and I do have ducks. And so if something happens, how do I know? You watch the monitor, you watch these animals, goats together. They don't seem to show any signs of it. I guess a word to the wise is sufficient, and that's why I passed that along. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a word about your weight, my weekly reminder to look at what you look like. Are you happy when you look in the mirror? You haven't got any clothes on? You like the way your body looks, ladies, gentlemen? How about it? Yes, no? If you're not happy, then perhaps you ought to do something about it. Don't let your weight become a source of pain. Get onto a good program. I subscribe to the theory that there are all kinds of really good ways to lose weight, but there's only one good way to lose it and keep it off. And that's using Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Calitren is available at toploss.com. That's their website. You can, at this point during the year, because it's right around Memorial Day, they've had for the last week and will continue for another week, the unlimited Memorial Day supply. You can buy as many bottles. You know, it comes in three different ways, a powder, a capsule, a liquid. These days, the all-natural way to support your weight loss gain, you have gained by losing. You really have. You've gained. Your life is better. Your body's healthier, all that stuff. But there's a limited supply of the new powder. So what you should do is go online to toploss.com right now and order as much as you'd like. The unlimited buy one, get one free. You get as many as you like. You got to buy three or more to get that deal. So support yourself and other members of your family who may have worked hard to lose weight. Keep it off the natural way. Got any questions? Go to toploss.com and talk to the consultants to discuss which options are best for you and your lifestyle. It's toploss.com when you check out. Use the DJV code for free shipping. That's toploss.com.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A mid-mod desk chair to rejuvenate my ho-hum workspace.
Staples has you covered.
A place to put my papers so I can be more productive.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off storage and filing products, chair mats, decor, and lighting with the purchase of an office chair or desk. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store. N72, in-store only.
Back to the American Family Farmer Program. Jim Roberts is here. He's the chairman of the board of Farm to Consumer. It's a foundation whose mission is what?
Our mission is to educate and bring the local farmers and consumers together. We've got books and available for the best ways to prepare raw milk. They were developed with local experts. We also have interviews where we've interviewed successful farmers that give additional insights on how to be successful in dairy farming with raw milk.
So mostly this is for dairy people, is that right?
It's primarily raw milk is a gateway product, and so we aim at that in general, but it's on the side. Some of our interviews will talk about other products that people make. Either as subproducts to raw milk or with chickens or goats or pork that they also sell along the way.
The Price Foundation has been very vocal. Are you connected to them?
Indirectly, I'm the chairman of a local chapter here in Dayton, Ohio for Weston A. Price. But as far as the foundation is concerned, no.
The reason I ask that question, I am a dairy guy, grew up around cows. I raise Jersey replacement heifers, about 50 a year now on my farm. But I was big into the raw milk, and as a matter of fact, I had a lot of help from the Weston Price Foundation, other people who were supportive of the raw milk thing. But I want to get into that and how maybe what you have done might apply to other things that are being produced on the farm. Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome to the farm.
Back to our discussion. Jim Roberts is here, chairman of the board of Farm to Consumer Foundation. This is a website that you all ought to look at, f2cfnd.org, Farm to Consumer Fund. I think that's really the foundation, rather, is what that abbreviation is all about. So how did you come to be associated? Are you a farm guy, Jim? Did you grow up on raw milk?
Around 2005, my wife and I were introduced to raw milk. And the more we, and the raw milk farmer was like an hour away from Dayton, Ohio. And the more we talked, he encouraged me to take over a chapter he was running remotely of the Farm to Consumer Foundation, the Weston A. Price Foundation. And so my wife and I did that for 4 years. But we've been raw milk farmers ever since 2005. We also had an episode here in Ohio where a raw milk farmer was brought up on charges of having problems with his raw milk, and they turned out to be bogus, and the judge was so upset with the case he threw the case out of court. And so they were a Class A dairy, and they lost their Class A dairyship there for a while until the case was settled. And that really, my wife and I were very instrumental in that litigation to help that raw farmer in Versailles, Ohio. And so that really pulled me into that and got me involved in a lot of the community. And then I was asked to join the Farm to Consumer Foundation and became the treasurer and then the secretary. And right now I'm chairman of the board.
Well, the things that are done in all these, I think 26 states, if I'm not mistaken, or 28, allow, and I put that in quotation marks, the sale of raw milk. Don't you find that outrageous in and of itself, that people can't make what I ran into in Massachusetts, there were, I don't know, about 30 farmers that were licensed to sell raw milk. And it was very controversial because all these graduates of the public health universities are taught that raw milk is bad for you. You got to have have to have it all processed. And what I found out in my research, and what I made a lot of noise about it here, was when you hold up the nutritional, you have your milk evaluated for nutritional content. You have processors, whether it's most of the milk is produced or, yeah, is handled by the Suiza family, Dean Foods, and now the derivative of that a couple of different ag groups. But anyway, the point is that if you hold up the nutritional label, and I posted it in my store next to the raw milk nutritional label, there's not even a comparison. You're getting nothing out of drinking processed milk. Do you make that point? Can you get that point across to the people not only in Ohio but other states where this is still an issue?
We're getting ready to run out of time. One, in this environment with your forcing jabs, and you have to take it, and yet you're denied the ability to choose raw milk for your body, to me is totally disjointed. I mean, where are we? If you compare raw milk with mother's milk, you find that they're exactly identical in their composition. Pasteurized milk has been so denuded, it is very watered down, and you're really not a benefit to your health as much as raw milk is.
No, it's not. There's no nutritional value to it at all. We'll pause for a moment and continue another half hour of the American Family Farmer. This is this week's focus, raw milk and raw foods in general, but mostly raw milk, goat milk and dairy milk. Jim Roberts, chairman of the board, Farm to Consumer Foundation, is here with us. We'll talk a little bit more about goats, but I want to stick with the understanding of what it means to be unpasteurized and how that all came to be as we continue here on the American Family Farmer Program.
Gallatin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
At Boost Mobile, you get the power of the iPhone SE when you switch, which means the power to stream your favorite shows, download all the music, the power to FaceTime your ex.
It's over. Stop calling me.
On second thought, don't call your ex. Switch now and get an iPhone SE for $0, all on one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line. Excluding tax. Additional restrictions apply. 5G not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com for details. And stop calling your ex. She doesn't want to hear from you anymore.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A four-day celebration has begun as Queen Elizabeth's Platinum Jubilee has kicked off in London, England. The Platinum Jubilee is the 70th anniversary of a British monarch's reign, and Queen Elizabeth II is the first to reach the milestone. Four people were killed in a shooting Wednesday evening at St. Francis Hospital in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The gunman took his own life and several were injured, according to police. National Economic Council Director Brian Deese says President Biden will fix the inflation issue because he understands the pain most Americans are feeling with today's skyrocketing inflation.
The way that that he approaches this issue, and very much from the perspective of what it feels like to sit around a dining room table or a kitchen table in this country, because that's his lived experience, and that's the way that he approaches these economic policy questions.
USA Radio News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
California's Task Force on Reparations for Black People in the United States, the first ever in the nation, has released a 500-page document Wednesday. It lays out the harm suffered by descendants of 19th-century slaves. In April, President Biden expressed his support for the commission. A federal judge on Wednesday granted John Hinckley, the man who shot and wounded President Reagan and three others in a 1981 assassination attempt outside the Washington Hilton Hotel, gained unconditional release from prison and restrictions. Hillary Clinton attorney Michael Sussman was acquitted for lying to the FBI by a Washington, D.C. jury. Former National Intelligence Director and Ambassador to Germany Rick Grenell on Newsmax overnight says the corruption goes to the top of the FBI food chain. Former FBI Director Jim Comey.
And so I want to go up the food chain. We live in a country, Greg, as you know, where no one is above the law. And this political partisanship that's going on in Washington, D.C., where three Clinton donors and an AOC donor all get together with a judge who's married to someone who represented Lisa Page, somehow tries to tell the rest of America that we have a really clean, honest legal system. And I think that the American people can see it. They know it. It's phony. And we got to clean it up. So I'm not going to stop until we prosecute Jim Comey. I think he is guilty. I've seen the evidence. He needs to be prosecuted.
Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown, that got him on his feet with handshake of money. Here's to the farmer's wife.
All right, back we are. Second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer Show. You can find us every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcast, because we have a different podcast every week that's built around the long conversations that we have on the radio program that airs on a couple of hundred stations around the country each week as well. So raw milk, unpasteurized milk, in my mind, it's the same thing. Is it really, Jim, raw milk equals unpasteurized milk?
We try to be careful with using raw and usually like to call it fresh milk. And that yes. way you don't have that negative connotation with a lot of people you're talking to. That's part of selling fresh milk to the consumer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very true. How big is your farm and how many cows are you milking? What breed are you milking?
I'm a consumer, and so I'm very familiar with my farmer that I get my milk from. I'm visiting him every weekend to pick up my milk. I've been to his farm multiple times. He has Jerseys. Most of his cows are A2. There are a few they're not sure of, but they claim like they're 98% A2, and depending upon customers you're talking to, that can or cannot have an impact.
I'm mistaken. I thought you were on the farm and that you started this with your own cows. So I mistook that at the beginning. So you're running an organization that's supportive of farmers who are doing this. And yeah, it's always interesting to get people to understand the difference between A2 cows and A1 cows. A1 cows are basically cows that produce a lot of milk and the quality is not that good. It's not bad, but it just isn't that good, that rich in proteins and butterfat and that sort of thing. A2 cows are brown cows, usually not as heavy milkers in terms of volume, but the quality is better. Usually what I found with my Jerseys, I had Jerseys and Guernseys, a few brown Swiss here and there, but my the butterfat was around 4%, and the average butterfat with a Holstein is around 3.1, 3.2. So there's a little difference there, but it's still, we're talking about quality, and I love the term fresh milk. I don't know why I didn't think about that myself, because that certainly, it covers so many different things. And in terms of where people are having a problem with this still, I call your attention, you may have heard me talking about this earlier in the program, to what they've done in Maine during the election. They've enacted the first food sovereignty law, and they voted to make it constitutional. Basically, people have the right to choose whatever they want to eat and whatever they want to grow without interference from the government, without interference from Big Ag, which is where the whole country should be as far as I'm concerned. Why is it anybody's business what you decide to eat? I mean, I understand the whole business about, we go back to the turn of the century, last century, when everybody had a cow, everybody had a garden, and the cows were not kept clean, so people got sick by drinking unpasteurized milk, because there were a lot of things that were, you know, they didn't clean the stalls, the cows didn't have free range, etc. But, you know, that was then, and this is now, right? We have, and what I did raw milk, it made me a much better farmer. The cows were much healthier, not that they weren't healthy before, but I made sure, because I never used any vaccines and things that were not good for them. The whole idea of us not being smart enough to be able to sell a product, produce a product that's good for everybody, is anathema to me. And I guess that's what you're supporting, farmers who want to do this, right?
Yes, probably the biggest threat to fresh milk is somebody who gets into producing fresh milk and they don't have the experience, or they haven't invested the knowledge, or not being careful. Yeah. Just like the broccoli issues that have hit and the lettuce issues that hit from California, one farmer who puts out bad milk, that will be broadcast all over the nation.
Oh, sure.
It's a black eye for everybody. So yeah. As a result, we put together a committee bringing people in from Germany and other places to find the best practices to produce fresh milk. And we've created a book, and it's over 100 pages, and it's available on our website that we sell for $20. We barely make anything just to cover shipping on that. But it's more important to us to educate people who are getting into raw milk production than it is for us making a profit off the deal. That's not the reason we're a foundation. We're pushing education of the farmer to produce the good milk. We also have that for cows and goats. It's available at our website. Just click on the shop button at the very top, and you can go and see that. Local farmers are really local. I mean, they're going to be in a small area, and if they did have an oops, and the problem would be very localized. However, in March of 1985, when you have 19,660 people were confirmed cases of salmonella because the milk was really not fully pasteurized, and yet it was put in pasteurized containers and mm-hmm. sold across the Midwest. And so they're going to have far more dramatic impact, which, if I didn't say this on your radio show, probably most of your listeners would never have known that. My email address is 1960N1985@gmail.com to remind me every time I use that email address or somebody asks me, what's that all about? to have an opportunity to share the untold story of pasteurized is no guarantee of safety milk.
Not at all. So one of the things that is part of the fold-in in the conversation is what it takes to move milk from farms to the regionalized processing centers. Now, instead of having local places for milk, when I grew up in the town I grew up in, we had three different farms processing milk. The farm that I worked on and that I own today was processing milk from 100 cows and selling it. They had two trucks and they were delivering it. And there were three other farms in my community when I was a kid that were doing that. You can't find that today. And I want to talk about what it is that happens when, in fact, you're carrying this milk as far as they are and how many days it takes out of the value of the milk. We'll continue with Jim Roberts in a matter of moments here. I'm Doug Steffen.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix diet product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try AutoTempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Drop what you're doing right now. The deals at Kohl's are too hot to last. I got my husband a few polos for just $9.99. Found myself a swimsuit for less than $18. And got sandals for my entire family for under $20. You seriously don't want to miss this. So run to your nearest Kohl's, because with more style and more savings, this might just be the best summer yet. Select styles offers end June 5th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Now for a final few minutes with Jim Roberts, chairman of the board of the Farm to Consumer Foundation. I was talking about transportation and walking through with people who, when I bring that up, they say, what are you talking about? You can stand at the entrance to the Mass Turnpike, and every 4 or 5 minutes, there's a truck that comes across from New York State into Massachusetts to go down to the Dean Foods Processing Center. There are two of them in New England. Well, one for Hood Milk and one for what they call the Gorelick Farm brand, which is in New England, but it's all part of the same company that controls 80% of the fluid milk supply. And so when they talk about local milk from local farmers, it's a joke. And that's what you were underscoring, the business of how local farmers can best produce food and milk to be sold locally. And that's one of the things it looks like your organization really pushes.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, the food is so much better. It may be a little more expensive, but you get what you pay for, and the farmer is actually getting what he or she deserves out of the work they put into it. And with the big, huge conglomerate selling things cheaply, yeah, but you get what you pay for, especially when it comes to food, I think anyway. I'm very excited that I've been able to get you on and to talk about this. The organization needs to be more in the focus, especially when it comes to dairy, because dairy is being challenged more than any other type of farming operation in our country. Jim, it just is.
Let me hit 2 points, and that is, number one, interstate commerce of byproducts like butter. We've been trying to get butter out of California for a while and having different arguments with the Federal Trade Commission. That's number one. And number two, we keep seeing milk that's ultra-pasteurized, and I understand the milk is so dead, they might as well not put it in their refrigerator. It's right. Just there for the consumer.
Yeah.
And just put it right next to the cookies.
It's white water. That's the problem. All right. Well, you can check out realmilk.com as well to find fresh milk farmers in your area. Good to have you here, Jim. Continued success, and that educational component of what you're doing is so important. Jim Roberts, chairman of the board of the Farm to Consumer Foundation, here on this week's American Family Farmer. So it's great business time for Caledron. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Caledron at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Caledron consultants.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Welcome to the farm.
Three past the hour on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on your garden. Your lot in life is to raise vegetables, to raise cattle, to raise goats, to raise sheep. You've got all kinds of things that you can do on your farm. Honestly, I love the garden. Any farm I know, no matter what they grow, have a garden. But there are a lot of people who are trying to replicate the garden. I think this is kind of cool, actually. And maybe this is how, when we reflect on what's going on the farm, this is how it has its most beneficial impact. People are seeing what's going on the farm. They're seeing that we are in need of food. So take care of yourself. With the vast majority of people who come to my farm asking me, how do I start a garden? Well, I've got some, we make compost on the farm. So take some of the compost, buy a bag of that, set aside maybe a little bit of ground around your house if you don't have a lot of room. If you live in an apartment, maybe you get some space up on the roof and you can, I've talked several times about this building. I think it was in New York, may have been Seattle though, where it had a huge, it's a big building and it had a huge, flat roof. And so, the owner of the building said, let's have gardens for everybody, like a community garden on the roof of the building. And so you got 14 or 15 volunteers, and they loaded into the elevator wheelbarrow after wheelbarrow after wheelbarrow of dirt, and they put it all, they covered the whole roof of the building, and then they brought up some fertilizer. They mixed shells and compost and stuff together, and they planted some things from scratch. They brought plants in from various sources, and now they've got this great, cool, this really cool garden on the top of the roof. See, that's the, you be creative, and because people are going to be wanting for food, this is a good way to not only acquire some of the things that you want to eat, acquiring skills is also cool, and it's a way to spend some quality time learning something. I think it's very cool. And then this way you can control your own source of food to a certain extent anyway, save some money. Very, very special this time of year, because this is the time of year when things really start to grow, north of the Mason-Dixon line especially. Thousands of varieties of vegetables that you can plant, herbs, that sort of thing. Consider, for example, there are things like special broccolis that are around now, special varieties, bell peppers. Those are also cool. And then, carrots. I went and bought some carrot seeds the other day just for the heck of it to have in our garden. We haven't grown carrots for a long time. I always grow beets in my garden. People say, well, what's in your garden? We have peas. We have beans. We have squash, different types of squash. We have, like, zucchini. At this time of year, it's a no-brainer, right? Yellow squash, zucchini, that kind of stuff. Very good. That'll grow. Tomatoes. I got a couple of different varieties of tomatoes that'll be out there. Potatoes as well. People say, well, do you grow corn? No. The guy of the street's got the truck farm, grows all kinds of corn, all the corn I can eat. I don't need to grow it. Although I always, as a kid, loved to grow corn because it seems to grow the best. I just noticed we've got a big field of it up the street between my house and the farm. There's about 10, 12 acres of sweet corn that was planted last weekend, and it's already a couple of inches high. The soil is nice and warm, and it's good soil. And so my friends are doing this, and I tell you the story because I think it makes us all feel good to watch all of this stuff grow. I just think it's fabulous. And getting our mind off of some of the things that are bothering us, going out and working in the dirt, it's fabulous. And maybe what we should do is get some people to take pictures of their gardens and share it with us on our website, theamericanfamilyfarmershow.com. Let's see how I can put that to task. At any rate, there are, in the country, there are lots of cultures. And the apple blossoms, you've seen a lot of that, cherry blossoms, peach blossoms, the kinds of things that now are beginning to shape what we'll be eating in late August, September, October, through the fall. I had a hard time finding a local, we have around here lots and lots of orchards. And I found I don't know what this is or why it is. Some orchards are able to keep the apples through the winter and they still are crisp and clean. I found that there are other orchards that have apples that don't last. I don't know why that is, but certainly something to investigate. All right, grow, grow, grow. Those are the words of the week. Those are my thoughts on this year, the year of your garden. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.